A woman charged with shooting her neighbor in the face with a flare gun. We have the sound of her shooting the guy in the face.
Ooh. Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Hey, kids, it's AJ. Look.
Dumbass.
Hey! Want to see an alligator?
No. Want to go walk by the water?
Got an air tag.
Florida.
Wait, what?
Comedian Vince Barry in studio.
Hey, good morning.
He did a tremendous job. He did the first set, and then he just did the handoffs. What's that called? Like hosting or whatever?
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, man, that was
really
great.
You were really good.
Yeah,
thanks.
Really, really good.
Yay. It was like the thrill of a lifetime. Yeah, show, man. It was awesome.
You were perfect.
Nice, man.
The first 10 seconds into what you were doing, I'm like, we got the right guy.
Nice.
It was really great.
See,
thank
now, these
you.
Guys know I'm not just hanging out at open mics. We're like professionals here, man. Professional comics.
76-year-old woman on Long Island faces charges after she was accused of shooting her 67-year-old neighbor in the face with a flare gun as he walked his dog.
Ooh. A little high strung.
Apparently, they were having arguments over their pets. Here is the moment that Kathleen Schumann shot Richard Cantrone in the face.
Didn't what? Think I'd do it, huh? Did you?
Do what?
What is wrong with you?
Kathleen showed no emotion. She claimed I was the devil.
That's
she claimed I tried to murder her. And she said, I'm sorry,
yeah.
I missed. I've lived in Manhattan. I've lived in San Francisco. I've lived in Boston. And nothing ever happened to me. I moved to Suffolk County in a senior community. And my neighbor shoots me in the face with a flare.
Sounds about right. Being a long-time Suffolk County resident, I totally get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I lived in Suffolk County for 6 years.
Yeah, I did 40. Yep.
Top that.
it's different out there sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like when she hit him, he turned to Peter Boyle from Frankenstein.
Yeah, he did.
What is wrong with you?
Well, to be fair, his skin was melting off.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Jesus.
Man.
Yeah. I'm surprised he could talk.
Yeah, he got more words out than I thought he was going to.
Right. I have to be like,
does it name the...
First of all, who goes out with a flare gun in their arsenal?
Yeah. Well, if you see the video, she's just standing there.
Yeah.
And he's not moving. And I was like, well, it's not hidden, right? Like, it's not a small thing.
No, they're pretty...
I would be getting out of there.
Yeah, it's like a big cartoon gun.
He's just standing there.
And then he charged her and, like, wrestled her to the ground.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that takes a lot not to just punch her right in the face repeatedly.
Seriously.
Yeah. You just shot me in the face with a flare.
Seriously, that definitely merits a one or two punches.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong? Ouch would have worked.
This sends the message better.
Right. What is wrong with you? You know, now you mention it, I don't know.
That's one hell of a neighbor dispute.
Yeah.
Do they name, what's it like, a elderly?
Retirement community.
It's a retirement community.
Yeah.
Which one? Does it say?
I don't have it on this story.
Yeah,
I don't recall. I don't recall. And it was Suffolk County.
Wherever it is, don't send your relatives there.
Right.
Belmont Villas. Belmont. Isn't Belmont like fancy?
What can we just call it Belmont?
Right, and not be in Belmont?
Right, exactly.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I don't recall.
You don't recall what?
Where exactly is what? Lady shot man in face with flare gun.
Belmont Villas.
With. I'm just curious what town? Flare gun.
One finger typing while we're headed towards commercial.
Okay. Exactly right. Yeah. Hey, you have a phone? Go for it, man.
I wanted to see this happen.
Oh, I don't want video, you jerk off. NBC, here we go.
I mean, you kick her out, right?
Yeah, definitely.
She's got to go.
She's got to go.
She shot someone.
She's going to be in jail.
You got to go.
She shot another resident.
That's against
because
the
he was walking his dog.
Exactly. Belmont Villas.
Yeah.
They don't say exactly where.
What is wrong with you?
Poor bitch.
And who's recording? Is that like a security? Is that like a Ring camera or something?
Yeah, a Ring camera guy. Because you see the back of her. Like, you see their entire conversation through like, the driveway, and then like you see the whole thing unfold.
So, yeah, it was her footage. It was her own footage.
Yeah.
Oh, from her door.
She did herself, yep. Did herself.
They definitely grabbed that. The police investigation was like, well, that's ours now.
Yeah, it's a bunch of townhouses and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a place called The Villages, which has a bunch of, as you would imagine, retirement villages kind of in that town.
Right, and flare guns.
Wow.
Tempers flared.
West Babylon, I'm seeing.
West Babylon.
Okay, so yeah, further into Suffolk County, not like East End. That's like heading towards more towards Nassau County.
Yeah, well, that's South Shore.
Yep.
I wonder if they aren't allowed firearms within the community, so then some people use a flare gun as like personal protection, and then she just turned it on the guy.
I don't know. It felt like, why are you standing out in front of your villa with a flare gun?
Right.
And if you're standing there with the flare gun, I'm no longer standing in front of
you.
He's just not moving. Right. Like, I don't understand it.
Well, you know, when someone's got a flare gun, you're like, what is he doing with that? Boom.
Right.
Did she say anything before she fired it?
There was a couple of words. You hear her say something.
Let's see.
Oh, let's hear her last words before firing.
Let's see.
Didn't think I'd do it, huh? Did you?
Do what?
Yeah, I would have said the same thing. Like, what the hell?
Did ya?
No idea.
Did ya? You didn't think I'd shoot you with a flare gun now, did ya?
Right.
Man, see?
Hey, Doc.
Didn't think I'd do it, huh?
Didn't think I'd do it.
Oh, wow. So she's been threatening this.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to get a flare gun and I'm going to shoot you in the face.
What is wrong with you?
I saved the receipt.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ. Mushmouth.
The only thing I can think of is smoke in Long Island, trouble with a dog.
Well, he entertained himself.
You don't have to call every time. Ruth went out to Hailstorm last night at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, was standing outside greeting fans, and was asking some questions, like, what's your freak?
Nice.
Ruth?
Yeah.
Who are we going to meet first?
Really interesting people. So we are going to start with Scott and Jeff. Tell me your names and where are you from?
Scott, Fairfield, Connecticut.
Jeff, Ansonia.
All right, I'm an Ansonia person myself.
You are?
Yeah,
are you really?
What did you just say?
All right. I'm Ansonia myself.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a shout out, Ansonia.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Got it.
A in the house.
All right.
And so the Hailstorm, as you know, they have a song called Freak Like Me.
Yep.
So we want to know, what's your freak? Like, what's a freaky story you could tell me? Something about you, maybe somebody you know?
Or hookups? Is that where we're going?
Absolutely.
I had this one girl that started crying while I was having sex with her because there was a picture of her mother on the side of the bed. That freaked me out a little bit.
Oh, wow. I don't even...
Oh, wow.
When you turn that right from mom.
Yeah, you gotta flip that picture.
What do you say to that?
Put the picture down.
That's
what do you
had.
Say?
Sorry.
Right. Oh, wow.
That didn't turn you on more?
Oh, wow.
Right off the bat. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Would you have a picture of your mom on your nightstand?
No.
No.
No. In the house, yes. On a nightstand, no.
Not in the bedroom.
Right.
Not in the bedroom.
Things happen there.
No pictures of family. No pictures of pets.
Right.
I don't want a portrait of George Washington.
Right.
I want nothing.
Right.
No faces. Look. No eyes on me.
Right. Just mirrors. And cameras.
Not even the cats, right? You keep,
no,
you
the
keep
cats,
them away.
Cats out.
They will,
cats out.
They'll find a way.
Oh, they interfere.
Yes,
yeah.
They will.
That's wild. Mm. So she was having sex with this guy, and she looks at a picture of her mom and starts crying.
Right. Mom always wanted this for me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why? It. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Like, that would freak me out.
Right.
No questions. I'm not asking any. Right. Like, I'm just going to
just got to finish and go.
Continue
going?
My way. Right.
Ask yeah, you keep going.
Ask for a sandwich and leave.
Guys are like eagles.
Yep.
They'll do it right until fly right into the ground.
Exactly. <You're>
right. Not done yet.
It's
boom.
True. It's true. Yeah. Wait, I can still move something.
Wow.
That's an oh wow.
Oh, oh wow.
Nice.
Let's all do it together.
Ready? One, two. Oh wow.
Nice. Not one rehearsal. That was good.
Okay.
I don't even know how to respond to that. That's that were you like looking were you looking at the picture?
Well, she
during?
No. I was on top.
That's weird.
She had her head turned towards the nice
she was looking at the picture.
She was looking at the picture crying. I'm like, yeah, this is not my idea.
That was not the first time.
Yeah.
No. And that's there's a reason why that picture's there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a reason why there's that picture's there, and she does that all the time.
It sounds to me like she was really, like wasn't really totally into it either. I'm like, you're looking at your mom? Wouldn't you like be more engaged in something
making
else?
Eye contact.
Like, really? You're paying attention to the picture?
Yeah, what could be going on here? Can we psychoanalyze this?
Right.
Tribe, help.
Seriously, what are you looking at the picture for?
I figured it out.
Obviously, you're not into it.
You did?
Yep.
Oh!
Wait. Don't tell us.
Don't say no.
Hold on.
Okay.
Wait, you know you figured it out, or you think you figured it out?
I know I figured it out.
You know you figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Is it in there? Are we going to hear it?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
All right, then.
Oh, well, let's try to guess.
Okay.
Hmm.
Her mom recently passed away.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yes?
Ding, ding, ding.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. No.
And now still not great.
And now you're doing it for a dead mom?
Makes it even weirder.
Yes, yep. It does.
You can't have that picture in there.
No, you cannot.
You can't.
No.
Or you just put it down. It's like, Mom, I don't want you to see this.
You know what? Go by the TV set. There you go. You like TV.
Can I tell you, after my mother died, I couldn't have sex for like a week or two because I thought she could see me now.
Like, oh, critique.
So she's like in heaven.
Critique.
I'm like, ah, oh, not heaven. Critique. Not gonna, my mother's critiquing me?
It's a bad joke.
I couldn't.
No.
I couldn't do anything by hand. I couldn't.
No.
I was like, damn
not even,
it.
Not even pure thoughts.
I was like, my mother can see me do this now.
Impure thoughts. No. Don't
no.
go there. Right. Look,
I was
I'm
like,
going to
oh, wow.
Going to church now, Mom. Look at what a good boy I am.
After a while, it just builds up, and it's like, yeah, whatever.
Right.
Close your eyes, Ma.
She knows when to look away.
Look away.
Look away.
Look away.
More?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay.
Was her mom, had her mom passed away? Is she like, look, Mom?
Yeah, 2 days earlier.
Oh! Oh! Wow.
2 days.
Oh, wow.
Two days earlier, you're having sex? What's wrong with you? You're still mourning, for God's sake.
Oh, wow.
Everybody mourns differently, AJ.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Oh, that's a hell of a way to mourn.
Well, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Usually you bury the stiff during the funeral.
Now you.
Oh, wow. It's all in the tone.
Right.
Vince, oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
See?
That's a disappointed in Vince. Oh, wow.
The low pitch.
Oh, wow.
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 Oh, wow.
Wow. Zay.
Did she, this was a hookup, like they met somewhere and then went home and had sex?
Yes. This wasn't,
okay.
Yeah. So, and they do it, yeah.
I don't know.
She's with a strange guy 2 days after Mom dies.
Mom just died and you're hooking up with someone and having sex. I mean,
hey,
I mean, at least wait a week. My thoughts.
She'd wait a week before you hook up with a stranger?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're still in mourning period. You know, he's still, you know, you're deep depressed. You eat a lot. You eat Rocky Road, listen to depressing stuff on the couch.
Mm.
Things like that. Bring your juicy pants.
Well, wait. So she died 2 days earlier or?
Just 2 days before this happened, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or she was buried two days.
No, it was just dead.
Keep listening.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Get out.
Did he meet her at the wake?
No, he met her at the damn funeral.
Wow.
No.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
At least you don't have to meet her mother.
Wow.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I guess we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
that
awkward meeting. She didn't say no.
No more judgment from Mom.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Damn, man.
Hold on. Chaz and AJ.
Chaz, didn't you ever see Wedding Crashers? People go to funerals just to hook up. Chaz, baby. It's an aphrodisiac. People go to the funerals. Remember Wedding Crashers.
Why are you repeating yourself? Why are you repeating yourself?
I've been here 12 years. I hate this place.
Have you ever hooked up after a funeral?
A funeral? No. Wedding? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, there's one person who's available, but... What?
Oh. Oh. Wow.
Just saying.
All right. Let's keep going.
What?
I don't even think I could follow anything up with that. I'm going to have to leave you with that one, Scott.
I So, Scott, did you see her again? Or did, like, what?
No. Yeah, at the funeral.
So, oh, my God. Were you able to, I guess,
I went up to her, like, so, are we cool? She kind of just shrugged.
When she started crying, did everything stop?
You know, it was not my idea of a girl getting wet. And usually,
oops. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I hit the dump on that.
Right.
And usually it gets wet in other areas.
I think he wins. You know, we had furries.
There wasn't a competition.
No.
Until we talked to this guy, and then it was a competition. And over.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
She
was inconsolable.
So did you get to where they met?
We didn't. He mentioned it was a hookup. So it was someone that he hooked up with and didn't have a long-term relationship.
Yeah, no, I get that. But, like, he met her somewhere 2 days before.
Mm-hmm.
Had sex. This is 2 days after her mom died. Then he sees her at
the funeral. Mm-hmm.
Did he know the mom, did she invite him?
How?
These are all questions should have asked. I was just so blown away by.
Yeah, no,
answer.
I get that. I get that. You're like shocked in the moment.
I didn't. Yeah, exactly.
Is he a mortician?
Did he carry the body out? Was he with the ambulance crew?
Right. Exactly. Right.
Well, let's be positive. By the way. Here's my number.
Right.
If you need anything.
You look depressed here.
Maybe he was a nurse at the hospital. It's a pleasant story instead of something terrible.
How, like, would that be better?
Taking care of the mom before she died.
Oh, yeah, he fell in love with
it'd be sweet. But this,
she would have wanted this for you.
Like he delivered pizza?
Right.
No, that's a different kind of video.
You can leave those notes now for deliveries.
Like, seriously, yeah.
Yeah, just drop it.
Getting pizza because my mom died 2 days ago.
I heard you want everything on it.
Is there more to this or that's
there
it?
There is. His quite friend, a bit. His friend has a story as well.
Okay. Ruth went to the Hailstorm show last night, standing outside saying hi to folks as they walked in and talking to them, too. And she was asking some, because, you know, Hailstorm has that song, Freak Like Me.
Yeah.
She was saying, what's your freak?
Yeah.
And boy, the last one, go to the podcast for that.
Yeah, the freak.
Ooh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And now we're going to talk to that guy's friend.
Yeah, they're standing together. And then, so that was Scott, and this is Jeff.
Well, and I thought I was good for my wife leaving me in the middle of the day for a 70-year-old guy in Ohio. Well, you got that.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Well, you know, those 70-year-olds in Ohio are great.
A 70-year-old guy in Ohio.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Your wife left you in the middle of the day for a 70-year-old.
She said she was going to work, and my daughter's like, Dad, I think Mom moved out. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, all her stuff's gone, and it was.
Ooh. Hold it. Hold. Wow.
I'm like a freak out of a breakup.
Yeah.
Oh, but there's more.
How old is he? Would you guess?
Yeah.
30s, 40s, 50s.
50s, okay.
50s, okay.
Younger than 70.
All right, but we don't know when this happened. Did it happen 10 years ago?
Exactly.
Right. Last week?
Right.
He sounds a little over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like about 5 years ago because he told me how old his daughter was and how old she was at the time.
Okay.
She was an adult.
Doing the math.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
We went to work and she moved. She met some guy online. He was 70 and so now she's in like some weird kind of sex cult thing because she was
what?
That was some reaction. They heard her over the band.
Sound bites out of me.
Was that a bird flying overhead?
That was Lizzie Hale.
Was that what? What?
Oh, birds exploded. That one.
This is just to pull Ruth sound effects. I love it.
Want a cracker?
What?
Car alarms went off in the background.
The facial expression must have been the best part.
Oh, right.
Watch out, turkeys. It's archery season.
What?
You see the turkey's eyes are like,
what?
I'm having more fun with that.
Seriously.
The poor guy's like, hey, dude, my wife left. She for just, a 70-year-old.
Just like, left.
Yeah, sex goal cares.
Yeah. All right, back to this guy.
She was at a collaring ceremony. She
said
a collaring ceremony. When my daughter asked what that was, she wears a dog collar to signify her whatever.
It's obedience.
Submissiveness
like, okay,
to
so
him.
Okay, it's like an
yep.
And, a collaring ceremony.
Yep. So.
Well, I learned something new today, and I think a lot of our listeners did.
Yeah. Well, how about this? Well, yeah. What about you? Let's ask, turn the tables and what's
your favorite? You know what? We're out of time. It's great to see you guys. Enjoy the show.
He was trying to hook up again. Funeral boy.
What?
Wow.
Oh, so. Yes. And I also met Furries, and I also met a woman named Luciana, who she was pretty interesting, too.
Luciana.
The furries, were they dressed as furries?
They were not, but there was a furry there, but I didn't get to talk to them.
Oh.
But I did see somebody dressed as a furry.
Nice.
It's hard to talk to them when they have the head on because you can't really hear.
Did they
put the microphone up here or is it somewhere else?
You sure wasn't a dude with just like back hair?
Yeah, you're asking questions that they give answers and you just keep saying, what? Yeah.
What?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow, which one had the better story? I think it's the guy who... Because I need more details on this guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did he meet the girl?
Exactly.
Then he's having sex with her, and she looks at a picture of her mom on the nightstand and starts crying.
Right.
What?
And then he sees her again at the funeral.
What?
So did he work at the funeral home?
Right.
Like, how did they meet?
Yeah, was he the driver?
And then how does he wind up at the funeral? Like, even though I want to know that, too.
Yeah. That's, so, right.
Yeah, did you invite him?
Why did he go? Why was he there?
Yeah. Or was this meeting so helpful for her that she was like, you know what, you should join, actually. You should come.
No, because he said he saw her there and said, are we good? So, like, if she invited him, he would know he's good.
Okay. Right?
All right. So he was there.
Why was he there?
Because he was going to be there anyway.
Yeah.
He was already going to be there.
Yeah, I think he worked
maybe
there.
In the family.
Right.
Maybe he met her at, like, some luncheon, like,
right.
You know, we're going over pictures and we're saying,
right.
How horrible and this is. Let me comfort you.
Maybe the cousins.
What level of comfort would you like?
Yeah, we're in the same place, Lord.
This is Connecticut.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, it's Eddie Steven.
Hey.
It's simple why he went to the funeral. He went to the funeral for round two.
Gotcha.
He knew when it was going to be, and he went to be moral support so he can go for round two tonight.
Gotcha. And uncrying this time.
Okay.
Right. Maybe.
Get rid of the photo.
That is a possibility.
Right, round, yeah. Get rid round of the photo.
Two. She cried in the middle of it. I got to make up for my poor performance, so right. I go to the funeral. I look like the supportive guy, and there I am.
I like how you think. I mean, it's bad. Very bad.
Yeah.
It's just very matter of fact, too.
Yeah. I don't know. This is just what happened. Was that you?
Oh, I need to know more on these, too.
Seriously. It's like, I've done this at least 7 times. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. What's wrong with you people?
Right.
How do you not see what's happening?
Wow.
I hook up at funerals all the time.
What?
Let's talk to Ryan Preece, NASCAR driver number 41. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hello. And,
I'm happy. It's New Hampshire week. You know, that's because I'm in Connecticut all week. So
nice.
Definitely.
Nice.
I'm excited about it.
Get to be home.
So you're in Connecticut now. Where are you? Lime Rock.
I'm at Lime Rock Park. If you can hear the cars behind me, I'm actually doing a.
Can you walk out onto the track so we can hear the cars better?
You know, look both ways, of course.
Get a little closer.
I need to. Yeah, for sure.
How do we get into a car with you?
You know what? Next year, why don't I make sure if I'm invited back after this go-kart event with the Wheel and Engineering, I'll have you guys on my team. How about we do that?
Yes. I wasn't asking that, right. But I'm in.
My nipples got hard.
You just got disinvited.
I'm 100% into that. Thank you.
Cool.
I was careful what you asked for. You never know.
Yeah. No, I was actually thinking, like, get into the, you're doing a go-kart thing, right?
Yeah. You're talking about actually getting in my NASCAR car with me?
Yeah. I want to get in your NASCAR car with you.
If that's okay. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Room. You got room.
My race car.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. You got room in there.
Unfortunately, we don't have two seats in there, man. Oh. But, you know, if I could figure out a way to put a second one, I would.
You know what? Just put a bucket. I'll sit on the bucket.
Deal.
I had a friend's car like that. I had a bucket.
That's right. Right. We've all had those where you're just holding on for life.
Exactly,
in the passenger
seat. There's enough roll bar to hold
You ever
on.
See one of those sidecars on a motorcycle?
Right. Oh, right.
You know what? I'll figure out a way to do it if you let me put a GoPro in there to see your reaction.
100%.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
It's a deal.
Ryan Preece, NASCAR driver, number 41, on, and he's home. He's at Lime Rock. And tell us about this exclusive night with NASCAR's Ryan Preece.
So I'm excited about this Wednesday. We're going to be having an event at Foxwoods Casino at Monza. It's a go-karting event where if you got kids, we can race from 6 to 7. I'll have an autograph session, a meet and greet, as well as racing in their rental league. I believe it's at 8 o'clock till 10. So we got a lot going on there, and they've always been really good to me, as well as I used to work at On Track Karting when I was 17, 18 years old.
Okay.
So being able to do that is always a good time.
Yeah. That Monza track's awesome. It's got an over and under, like almost like a figure eight. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. They really did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did not spare any expense on that one.
Yep. Love that stuff.
Yeah, sure. And, I mean, like I said, I loved listening to you guys when I lived here. And unfortunately, you being in North Carolina, I can't listen every week. So whenever I come out, I make sure I tune into you guys.
You guys on the web.
Thank you, brother.
Get the app.
Okay, so that's this Wednesday night?
That is this Wednesday night, yes.
Nice.
Okay, we're having a little bit of an issue hearing you. It's a little spotty because, you know, we are in Lime Rock.
Right.
But we're going to put all of the information on WPLR.com. This sounds like a mind-blowing experience.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
how
come
often
on.
Do you
yeah.
get a chance to hang out with a NASCAR driver, take pictures, drive the track with him?
Nice.
Like, how cool is that?
Extremely cool.
That is friggin' cool. That's not like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Opportunity, yes.
At Foxwoods.
Nice.
Wednesday.
That is cool.
What else do we need to know about this?
Honestly, I think that's pretty much the most of it, the gist of it anyways. So make sure you call up to their, I think it's on their website where they have a number that you can call to pre-enter and, have a chance to come race and see if you can beat me.
Imagine that.
Yep.
That would be some cool bragging rights.
Yes, it would. Not for him.
I beat a NASCAR driver on that track at Foxwoods.
Not for Ryan. Everybody like, get out of here!
Right. Yeah, I don't think it would be as cool for me.
No.
Yeah, so you could race with Ryan. Both juniors and adults can hit the track with Ryan in their electric carts. Limited spots. Pre-registration required. $32 a driver.
And those carts move, man. It's awesome.
Now, why wouldn't you do $41 a driver?
They are.
Right, $41.
Why wouldn't you do $41 a driver?
Well, you know what? It's funny, guys. I actually switched cars. I'm in the 60 now.
You're in what? Did he just say he's in number 60?
Yeah, he's in number 60.
How long have you been in number 60?
Yeah, so I've been in the 60 since February.
Oh.
We get like late mail over here.
We're in that part of Connecticut.
Yeah.
We're still seeing stuff from December.
Yeah, I'm going to blame Fireman Al on this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Well, but no, it's been a lot of fun being at RFK this year and a lot of good things. So honestly, it's probably one of my better seasons in the Cup Series, and hopefully, with New Hampshire being my home track, we can win, and I think New England would go pretty nuts.
We would go very nuts for
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely.
Hometown boy.
So, all right, we're going to link up WPLR.com to this event happening Wednesday at Foxwoods, where you can race with Ryan for $32.
That's awesome.
Nuts.
Exactly.
It's nuts, Ryan.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and honestly, I'm a big fan of racing, but I'm also a big fan of being able to do things here in New England and in Connecticut, especially growing up here. It's always fun to be able to come and see a lot of familiar faces.
You know, what's nice is that you could have easily gotten successful and just stayed in North Carolina.
Right. Yeah.
But you come home And, you know, you help and you pay tribute to your home.
Well, that is pizza here, too. The pizza here, too, so.
Yeah, he's got to come back for the pizza.
Exactly, right.
Oh, yeah. We just had pizza last night at Little Rendezvous. So, that place, man, I miss the pizza here.
So, well, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. We're linked up to this event on Wednesday. Good luck, and good luck in New Hampshire.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, brother. Ryan Preece. There he goes. It's kind of like a Ving Rhames moment.
Yep.
Yeah, why don't you just do number 41? Well, actually, I've been number 60.
I thought I was giving you guys a deal, but okay.
Right. Yeah, I can see why they don't want to do $60.
No. Mm.
Ruth is hiding somewhere now. She disappeared.
Right. I heard ringing like, oh, God.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.